Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to KTOE's Talk of the Town on this Thursday. Today we talk about a serious issue, one that is of growing, we're growing in our awareness of it, of course, as the baby boomers move into retirement. And what we're talking about is mental decline, dementia, Alzheimer's, all of that, and in a way that maybe you can learn more about that if it's already affecting your family or if you're worried that it's going to affect your family, your friends. We have in the studio with us two experts in the field. Christine Nessler, of course, you probably heard here on KTOE on her segment that runs with the Don and Dan on the Morning Blend. She's with Freedom Home Care. And Aaron Schultz is with us today. And Aaron is the Regional Director for Business Development for Monarch Management. And Aaron, Monarch Management, for people who don't know, you manage a number of assisted care facilities in our area. And that's where the dementia experience that we're going to talk about held at some of these facilities. What facilities do you manage, Erin?
The skilled nursing facilities in Mankato, Hillcrest, Laurels Peak, and Oaklawn.
Okay. The virtual dementia tour that we're going to be talking about takes place on a rotating basis at these facilities.
Yep. The next one is going to be August 15th, okay. Tuesday, August 15th. And I'll just talk a little bit about the tour.
Sure.
It's a scientific approach that helps people build a better understanding of what dementia is. During the tour experience, we have trained facilitators guide participants with devices that alter the participants' senses while they try to complete the common everyday tasks and exercises. This tour helps caregivers and professionals
to know what it's like dealing with grandpa, let's say, can't remember, you know, varying degrees of it. Christine, let's bring you in on this. You've talked about this a lot with Don and Dan. You're with Freedom Home Care. You help families who are dealing with an individual who perhaps has some degree, varying degrees of dementia. You try to keep them in the home, but tell us.
Yeah. So at Freedom Home Care, we really try to keep people independent in their homes for as long as possible. And, you know, we're doing that by helping with, you know, maybe it's respite care for a loved one. Maybe it's supervision or personal cares or just help around the house. Why we got interested in this activity and the Act on Alzheimer's Committee, which I've talked about before, is really because we see so many families affected by dementia and Alzheimer's. So through the Act on Alzheimer's Committee, I was doing the Dementia Friends presentation, but then I also personally went through the virtual dementia tour with Monarch Management, and I was blown away by the tour. It just really gave you perspective and helped you empathize with what these people are going through every day. It's not just a memory loss issue. There's so much more involved. And so we thought it would be great to give people that experience, as well as talking a little bit about how you could be more of a friend to somebody who is going through that.
The virtual dementia tour, and again, there is one coming up on August 15th. It's free, I understand, right?
Correct. It's free.
Okay. Do you want registration? I mean, there has to be a limit, I'm guessing, on the number of people who can come.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do ask for people to register in advance because we have time slots for those virtual dementia tours. So the way we've set up the event is that we have 15-minute time slots, and those run from 3:30 to 5, and we have people sign up for those. And then we take a little chunk of time where we provide, Monarch Management provides some supper, and then we do the Dementia Friends presentation. And that takes about an hour while people are eating. And then following that, we get back to the virtual dementia tours and we do those again from 7 to 7:30 or 8. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, so we go back to the virtual dementia tours to be able to get some more people in after the Dementia Friends presentation.
Can you describe a little bit more what the virtual dementia tour is like? Either one of you. What I mean, I guess I imagine it's like putting on virtual reality goggles. But is that what it is, or what happens?
We're not supposed to give away too many of the details because you want people to go into it not really knowing what to expect.
Okay, so just thinking, hey, you know, I don't have any of these issues at this point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Erin.
It's a guided tour, so you're not alone. You actually go with two other individuals, and everyone has different responses. There's not a right or wrong response. It's really what you take in. That's what's so amazing about the experience.
Yeah, because it's something that, well, I'm a baby boomer, and you know, we're the generation, I think, that is most being talked about. I mean, there is early onset Alzheimer's and things like that, but there's such a great amount of fear about this happening, maybe to ourselves or someone that we love, and so this might give you some insight into what you're dealing with?
I think it is so appropriate for a family caregiver or a friend of somebody, or maybe it's that person from church who's delivering meals or delivering communion. Anybody it would benefit from this. And in fact, I think it really says a lot to the Virtual Dementia Tour that we have another dementia care community that is having their entire staff go through in July. And so we have that whole July experience booked up because they saw such value in it. They wanted their staff to have that as part of their monthly training.
And this is, we should mention, a series of events. There have been a couple already, and the next one that's open to the public is the August event.
Yeah, and I do. I encourage people to experience that. You know, I'll go back to my own experience a little bit too. I used to work in a nursing home when I was in high school and college as a CNA. And at that time, it was a while ago, we didn't have all that much training for Alzheimer's and dementia. And so some of the things that, you know, I walk out of this 15-minute experience, and I've had so much more perspective on why certain individuals at that nursing home did the things they did. You know, it really helps you understand some behaviors and what they're going through by just knowing how, you know, the senses that were affected by the dementia or the Alzheimer's.
Erin, the July event is still to come, but it is filled up with an actual staff that's going to go through from an organization.
That's correct. Cottagewood staff is booked for that event.
But is this something that that Monarch is encouraging their staff?
Definitely. Yep, our staff are always welcome to join in on the schedule.
And there is growing demand for places to put Alzheimer's patients, people with advanced dementia, right? I mean, that's just a...
Yes, yep. Our facilities have 24-hour RN coverage. We offer memory care. All types of skilled nursing facility level.
Yeah.
And Hillcrest actually.
Step in just a little bit, Christine.
Oh, Hillcrest just added a memory care unit. Do you want to tell them a little bit about that?
Okay, so I know that there is one at Laurel's Peak, right? And then what? Where else do you have memory care?
Laurel's Peak and at Hillcrest.
Okay, so Hillcrest just added.
Hillcrest Rehabilitation Center. Yep, they have a locked unit, and they have special activities during the day in the unit. They have their meals. They have the skilled nursing coverage, so that's a huge piece. They can do therapies.
Like music therapy? I've heard that's really an effective way to deal with Alzheimer's patients.
Yep, music therapy, and then also physical therapy, occupational therapy, or speech therapy.
Okay, all right, yeah. So Hillcrest just adding this, so that's an option, because I know that oftentimes in the past, people that have somebody that needs to get this care maybe has to go to the Twin Cities or somewhere else to find it, right? Mm-hmm. What else? This is We're talking about the virtual dementia tour, but there's follow-up as well. Dementia Friends Minnesota. Tell me about that, Christine.
Yeah, so that's actually just a great program. It started in the UK, and Minnesota, of all the states, adopted it first in the US to really just help do kind of a broad overview of what is dementia, what are the 10 signs of dementia, what are the 5 key messages, and then really how to communicate with somebody who has dementia. And the overall goal of that presentation is to really help make the community more dementia-friendly. So it's just the little things that people can do every day to help somebody, whether it's visiting a family who has a loved one with dementia and giving a caregiver a break, or being patient.
That's respite care, I think.
Respite care. Or being patient at the grocery store if somebody in line in front of you is struggling, or knowing a few signs that if you see somebody who maybe looks like they're lost out in the community, how to help them get back home, or you know what I mean, just little different things that can keep dementia on the top of your mind so you can be a better community member.
And in your business at Freedom Home Care, you do see a lot of people who have somebody at home still with varying degrees of dementia, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, dementia is it's a long-term situation. And so there's a lot of opportunities to be successful at home, you know, in life for a long time. And so we just try to help people be the best they can be in their own home environment for as long as possible. And then we encourage people when they do need a little more assistance that they can contact, you know, Monarch Management to find a different option. So
now the next opening again, if you're just joining us, is August 15th. That is a Tuesday. But will this be a continuing series? Will there be more after that as well, Aaron?
Yep, it'll be a continued series, and we rotate between Hillcrest, Laurels Peak, and Oaklawn, the skilled nursing facilities in Mankato. Okay. So we'll be at Oaklawn, and then we're going to probably go back to Laurels Peak in September.
Yeah.
And how do people register? Because again, I know that there's only X number of people that you can handle. How can they get registered for it?
Yeah, so they can actually contact me to do that. And
this is Christine.
Yeah,
you don't distinguish voices, yeah.
Yeah, and we really encourage people to do that because it fills up fast, and we'd hate to have somebody come and then not have a spot for them. So they can email me at cnessler@freedomhomecarellc.com or call the office 387-4663 or 387-HOME. And then I get the registration all put together, and then we work together with Monarch to make sure that everybody has a spot and can be ready to go for the evening.
And again, this is a virtual tour meant to simulate what a person with dementia might experience, correct?
Yeah, yep, it's that virtual dementia tour. It's the Dementia Friends presentation. And it's really, it's so timely. You know, the Alzheimer's Association has some staggering numbers. But a big one, I think, that really summarizes how important this is that in the United States, somebody develops Alzheimer's every 66 seconds. So consider how many minutes we've been on the air with you, Pete, and then how many people have been affected by dementia in just that amount of time.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's an issue that is not going away, and so here's an effort to kind of get out in front of it. Aaron, we'll give you the last word here. You would encourage people to take advantage of this.
Yes, we really want you to come out, try the experience, do something outside your comfort zone. Like, again, you're not by yourself, and we do a really nice debriefing session after the tour to reflect. And it's personal, there's no judgments, and just come out and enjoy yourself and learn something about yourself.
And there's a meal included, and this is a free event.
Yes, it is free, and we provide a nice meal as well.
All right. All right. The next event, again, is August 15th. It will be at Oak Lawn. And Christine, I was going to give Aaron the last word, but that contact again. Give that on in case people ran by quickly.
Yep, that's C. Nessler, N-E-S-S-L-E-R, at freedomhomecarellc.com, or 387-HOME is how you can call me.
And it is the Virtual Dementia Tour. Joining us today here on Talk of the Town, Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care and Aaron Schultz with Monarch Management. Thanks for listening. That is today's edition of Talk of the Town.